music lovers, sports fans, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen all. Bob Gushrow here, your host for the Music of Yesteryear, 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening on KRBS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Got a wonderful program for you this evening. Let's start out and hear some music by Doc Severinsen. He did a concert recently with the United States Air Force Band, and it's great numbers. We're going to start out with some guy playing a trumpet, some guy playing a trombone on Flying Home. And then you hear I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, September Song, and Jumping at the Woodside with Doc Severinsen with the Air Force Band. Great program for you. That'll start our program. And then we'll hear some Mel Torme music and some Scott Hamilton music later. Here's the end of the theme. Just Friends, Les Brown and his Band of Renown. Once again, Bob Gushrow, your host here. We're going to start out the program with a concert that Doc Severinsen did with the Air Force Jazz Band. It's a Jazz Heritage Series number, a CD with three particular CDs built into it that were sent to KRBS recently, and they were given, put in my mailbox, and expect me to play some of it. So we're going to start out here with Flying Home, and then you hear I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face, September Song, and Jumping at the Woodside. This is Doc Severinsen, great guy, led the Tonight Show Band with Johnny Carson until its closure, and the last program, I believe, was in May of 92. But this is Doc Severinsen, an excellent trombone player, and I hope that you'll enjoy the program. Here we go with Doc Severinsen and the Air Force Jazz Band on the Music of Yesteryear. Solo trombones.
Very nice to be here and to see such a wonderful audience. For I think this is, without a doubt, the finest big band in the world today. Do you know how I know that to be true?
As Doc Severinsen talked.
Because just before the show started, Joe Jackson, trombone player, wonderful guy, dropped by my dressing room and he said, "Doc, I just want to tell you one thing. This band is undoubtedly one of the greatest bands in the entire world." I don't know whether to mention this or not, but about a month ago, I had a really serious accident. It could have been fatal, or it could have been what it was, a threat to my career. I slipped in a bathtub in Phoenix. My feet were straight up. I was horizontal in the air, and I landed in the tub. And on the way down, I smacked my mouth right on the edge of the tub. I was laying there knocked out. And when I came to, I tried to feel my mouth. It was so numb, I couldn't tell anything. So I got up and I looked in the mirror. You know something? I was the same ugly guy I have always been. I didn't look one bit better. But it made me think, which is not something I do an awful lot of, but on an occasion like this, it kind of gets to you. And I realized that I could have ended my career. Actually, I looked in the mirror and I saw that I had all my teeth. And so there's a dentist friend of mine in the audience tonight. He said, "If you ever get your teeth whacked out, come see me. I won't be coming around unless your wife wants to cook me dinner." But anyway, the thought that I had was, you know, that an accident like that can really end your career. And I'm still in the healing process, but it's come along pretty good. And the one thing that occurred to me about what would I miss most when I was kind of counting things up and figuring what it might be like, it's you people. It's the audience. I'm a ham from the word go. And I just, you know what? I've gotten used to you. And I'd miss you. It's like the song says, "I've grown accustomed to your face." Or as we call it back in Arlington, Oregon, "I throwed a custard in your face."
"I've grown accustomed to your face" is the next number. Doc Severinsen with the Air Force Jazz Orchestra, concert sometime during 2011 in the George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Thank you. Doc Severinsen with the Air Force Jazz Orchestra in concert last year in Washington, D.C.
Thank you very kindly.
Two more numbers.
I love that song. It's a great piece of music.
This is September's song. September Song in Concert, Doc Severinsen with the Air Force Big Band Jazz Orchestra in concert in Washington, D.C.
Thank you very kindly.
Yes, Doc.
I love that song. It's a great piece of music. We're going to do a tune for you now that was arranged for the Tonight Show Band by a former member of the Airmen of Note, Tommy Newsom. Hear that, Moose? They love you, baby. He's not with us anymore, but boy, he left some remarkable music behind him, like that wonderful arrangement the guys did of Flying Home. That's a gem. But right now, a Count Basie classic, Tommy's own version of Jumpin' at the Woodside, featuring Grant Langford on the tenor saxophone. Let me hear it for that man.
Doc Severinsen in concert with the Air Force Jazz Band Orchestra. We'll be right back. Well, for the last 25 minutes or so, you've been listening to Doc Severinsen doing a little emceeing, playing his trumpet with the Air Force Big Band Jazz Orchestra at a concert he did sometimes last year. There's no date on the liner of the CD that was sent to KRBS by the Air Force people. And, of course, I was delighted for them having put it in my incoming mailbox, and I was delighted to play one of the tracks on the CD. There were three individual CDs, one with Carmen Bradford, one with Kirk Whelum, and the third one with Doc Severinsen, which I played for you this evening. This is in the Jazz Heritage Concert Series of the Air Force Band in Washington, D.C., and Doc Severinsen was the soloist. And the numbers we heard in the orders that I previously announced, I believe, was the first one that we heard was Flying Home, and then I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face, September Song, and then the last number you just heard was Jumping at the Woodside. Great, great concert by great, great performing artist, trumpeter Doc Severinsen. All on the Music of Yesteryears with Bob Gushrow, your host here on KRBS, 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area, every Wednesday evening from 8 to 9, and for the early risers from 3 to 4 repeat program every Thursday morning. Going to move over now and play some more of that Mel Torme music, some of which I didn't get a chance to play last week. It's from a CD, That's All. It was released in 65 on Columbia Legacy Records. And, of course, the CD is the number that we're going to be playing for you next. The Nearness of You by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington. It was copyrighted back in 1937. The second number will be My Romance by Rodgers and Hart. Great music from years gone by. And then the second time around, great Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Count number from years gone by. Well, here's some old Mel Torme, one of my favorite male vocalists, on the Music of Yesteryears with The Nearness of You.
When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, wildest dreams come true. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't you. conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Mel Torme on the music of yesteryears with the nearness of you. Great music written years ago by Ned Washington, Hoagie Carmichael, the guy that wrote Stardust, and they copyrighted this particular piece of music in 1937. I was a little bitty boy then. Next number we're going to hear is number 10 on the CD, That's All by Mel Torme, and it's My Romance, music from Rodgers and Hart, all on the music of yesteryears.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dream. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My romance, my romance. Can make my most fantastic dream come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
My Romance, Mel Torme. On this particular CD, it says on the cover, it says the original 12 tracks of the All Ballad album. That's all. Coupled with 12 of Torme's great Columbia singles on CD for the first time. There's 24 tracks on this particular CD. And I think I played three or four of them last week, and I'm going to play one more on this week's program. And it's a number I really enjoy playing. I have many couples that request it when we're playing with my combo for various private parties in the area. The second time around, that's Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn did this one many, many years ago. And I think it was part of a Broadway show musical, I'm sure. But we're going to play it for you now. This is Mel Torme with The Second Time Around on the Music of Yesteryears.
Love is lovelier the second time around. Just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. It's that second time you hear your love song sung. Makes you think perhaps that love like you is wasted on the young. Love's more comfortable the second time you fall. Like a friendly home, second time you call, who can say what led us to this miracle? Love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time.
Mel Torme with The Second Time Around on the Music of Yesteryears. I'm hoping that everyone had a very happy Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and all those people that participated in a mile spread catch instead of walk and run. I think it was on the eve of Thanksgiving last week. I hope that they had a great time, and I understand it was a great success. And I hope that you will continue to support Miles Perret Cancer Center and all of the activities in our area helping those with that dread disease. We're going to close out the show this evening with some music by Scott Hamilton. He's an outstanding tenor sax guy, plays in different groups. In this particular group, he's going to be with Jake Hanna, who's a drummer, and Dave McKenna, who's a pianist. And I've got them on an awful lot of the music that I have in my library. And this is some music that they did a while back for Concord Records. It was released back in 86. And it was on a tape, of course, and that's what we're going to be playing. We're going to play A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. That's by Irving Berlin. Copyrighted that back in 29, I believe it was. Then Cocktails for Two, Arthur Johnson and Sam Coleslaw. Number four on the particular CD will be the third number this evening, I'm Through with Love, Gus Kahn, Bob Livingston and Mac Malneck wrote that one, copyrighted it in 31. And Linger a While, Harry Omers and Vincent Rose. Jump Number, copyrighted that one in 33. Long time ago. But this is the music of yesteryears that I enjoy playing for you this week and every week on Wednesday evening from 8 to 9. And I repeat the show, like I said, for the early risers on Thursday morning from 3 to 4 a.m. So we'll start out next and play some Scott Hamilton, Jake Hanna, and Dave McKenna tape combo style music with A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody on the music of yesteryears. Dave McKenna on the keyboard. Scott Hamilton, Jack Hanna on drums, and Dave McKenna piano. Pretty Girls Like a Melody. Next is Cocktails for Two. Jake Hanna on the drums. Drums, Dave McKenna on piano, and Scott Hamilton, tenor sax, Cocktails for Two. Next, they're going to play I'm Through With Love on the music of yesteryears. Soft and sentimental. Thank you. Tenor sax, Jay Cannon on drums, and Dave McKenna on piano. I'm Through With Love. Last number of the program, which we won't have time to hear all of it, but it's Linger a While. Harry Owens and Vincent Proulx. No jump. Copyrighted in 1933. We're going to have to bring that down and start into our closing theme. Too Little Time. Glenn Miller Orchestra. Music written by Henry Mancini for the Glenn Miller Story many years ago. June Allison and Jimmy Stewart. But I hope that you enjoyed the program this evening. Had old Doc Severinsen in a concert with that Air Force Jazz Orchestra in Washington, D.C. And, of course, they've appeared in this area once or twice before the Airmen of Note at outstanding performances at the Hyman Center, as I recall. And then we heard some Scott Hamilton music toward the end of the show, and middle of the show we heard a little Mel Torme music. But I hope that you enjoyed the program I had for you this evening. I have another one for you next Wednesday at 8. We want to, of course, thank all the people who support KRBS through the years, and we want to give a special thanks to all our veterans who have secured our very freedoms, all of the various freedoms that we have to this very day. All of the veterans, we salute them each week. And also our local heroes, the blood donors, giving of themselves to help others. And all, of course, the volunteers at the hospitals, nursing homes, and elsewhere helping those in need. And the people, again, at Miles Ferret Cancer Center and the Acadiana Autism Society. All of the locally produced radio shows have a playlist on krvs.org on the Internet, available 24/7, they tell me. And we hope that you've enjoyed the program that we had for you this evening. We're live at krvs.org on the internet. On stream, I believe they call it. But anyhow, this is Bob Gushrow, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, hoping that you had a very fine past weekend with the holiday for Thanksgiving and all. Looking forward to the holiday season coming up in a few weeks. I hope that everything's going well for you. Hope that you have a very pleasant evening, and may God bless you all. Again, here's our closing theme, Two Little Tiny, Glenn Miller's Orchestra.
Her nimble underwater hands, the widow, staring straight ahead, announces, I helped. I helped.